as well as on the NFHS streaming network and the Civic Media mobile app. Shotgun snap, check with a handoff, looking to work around left tackle and having nowhere to go. That's going to be a tackle for loss for the Thunderbird defense.
Let's see who we've got coming up out of there. Number 3 and number 30 kind of made the combined tackle on that.
And that was Roberts on the carry. He lost 2 yards. It'll be 2nd and 12.
Gabe Arnold and Brian Paulus combine on a nice tackle. Now that's the way to set the tone. 2 yard loss on the first carry. Well done.
2 on the play. 2nd and 11 across Logan.
We talked about Holman's offensive line last week. Logan's got some big ones on the line.
There's a fumbled snap. Check is going to have to pick it up.
And he fumbles again.
Who's got it? It's near the 30-yard line. Thunderbirds are celebrating.
Thunderbirds are claiming they have it. And they do. Number 70 comes out of there.
How about that? A Thunderbird turnover. Second play of the game. T-Birds will be in business at the 30-yard line.
That is Hayden Sulik. We have not called his number a lot this year. He comes out of the bottom of a scrum with a big turnover for the T-Birds. First down at their own, at Logan's 30, Ben.
Indeed, 1st and 10 Thunderbirds at the 30. Golden opportunity right out of the gates here in less than a minute into this ballgame. And the T-Birds showing some trickery pre-snap.
We got shotgun,
four receivers to the
shotgun.
Left. Poker flares it out to the left, finds Houston, and he breaks a tackle. He's got a first down and more, 20, down to about the 16-yard line. The T-Birds with a new look. They find success on first down.
That is a offensive scheme we have not seen all year, to my knowledge. A little quick slant that is nearly a lateral, and it's just a design to be
a bubble screen.
Yeah, bubble screen. Yeah, you're right.
They had four receivers out to the left and one to the right. They threw it into the tunnel and created a running lane for Huselman.
We are going to give him 14 yards.
T-Birds now have three receivers to the right. Another shotgun snap to Poker. He's in trouble. He's going to fall down at about the 20, back behind the line of scrimmage. He had nowhere to go and decided to just sort of fall on it.
I like this. Coach Turkington mixing it up right after last week's. I don't think the offense had more than 50 or 60 total yards last week, Ben, in dominating performance by Holman on homecoming.
Perhaps this is a hey, why not situation, right? Try something new. Three receivers to the right once again. Another shotgun snap to Poker. He looks right. He's firing right. Into the flat, and that is through the hands of Rashad Hodges. Should have been a completion. Instead, it'll be 3rd and 10.
Hodges did that classic thing that he's so wide open. He started moving up the field without the ball before he caught it.
Yep.
He was so wide open. Now, he probably would have picked up 5 or 6 yards. It wouldn't have been a huge gain. However, it would have been something.
Instead, it's going to be 3rd and 14 for the T-Birds. They need to capitalize on this turnover. They recovered a fumble. They've got the ball deep in Logan territory, but they are heading in the wrong direction. Poker again, shotgun
snap.
Same
play.
Finds Huseman out to the right. This time he's wrapped up for a short gain. 4th and 10, you imagine this is 4-down territory, partner?
I don't think so, Ben. I think you're going to give your senior, Johnny Moon, a chance to kick about a 36-yard field goal, give or take. 35 yards.
All right. Indeed, you're going to try to boot it. So, yeah, this would indeed be about a 35, 36-yard field goal.
He's got the leg. He's lined up on the far right hash, so that'll be his challenge. Does he like it on the far right hash or not?
Awaiting the snap, Poker. He's got it. The hold is clean. The kick is end over end.
Please get there.
I think he missed it to the left.
Left.
Just to the left.
Gosh.
So the field goal attempt is unsuccessful. Logan is going to take over at about the 25.
Good-looking kick. It did have the leg probably by about 5 or 6 yards, and it just went left of that left upright.
So the T-Birds squander an early opportunity.
Take over on the 18-yard line.
But they'll see if they can get the ball right back.
Well, I will tell you this. This is that opening drive stalled there, but the defense set a great early tone. Let's stop them again.
Shotgun snap to check. Clean handoff this time, and finding a little room is the running back, Roberts.
Ben.
And he is
Ben.
At the 40, the 50. He's got a chance to go. He's being pursued at the 40, the 30. Nearly tripped up at the 20, and he is inside the 20-yard line, near the 20-yard line anyway. That's a big gain for Maxim Roberts on the first play of the drive.
Isaac Stelzer ran 50 yards to track him down and gain ground and saved a touchdown.
That's a, what, about a 35-yard run, give or take?
I would say that that is 57-yard run. That's a big run. That's the big play we're talking about, that they just can't give up, that they've done that over and over.
And on first down, another handoff. That's Roberts going off left tackle this time. He's got some more running room. He's going to be close to another first down, maybe just a yard or two short.
Hodges.
Nope, they're going to give it to him. First down.
Hodges tracked him down all the way over from the other side, but unfortunately too late, first down.
So a startling turn of events for the Thunderbirds. They're unable to capitalize on the early turnover. Now with a big play, the Rangers are driving. They've got first and down, first and 10 just outside the 10 at about the 12-yard line. One receiver to the right, one to the left. You got two backs alongside the quarterback, Thomas Cech. Inside handoff, faked.
Keeper.
He's going to keep it.
Cech. Nice play.
Cech only picked up a yard or two. Nice work by number three, I believe.
Yep.
Gabriel Arnold.
Not fooled at all by the fake handoff and keeper by the quarterback, and only gave up a couple of yards.
By number 10, Thomas Cech.
They're going to call a four. Second and six coming up for the Rangers. This is their second drive. They fumbled on their second play of the first drive. But now they've got a good opportunity to score here into the north end zone at Flambeau Field. Two receivers deployed to the right. Motion man to the right side of the line. Two backs next to Cech in the backfield. He waits for the shotgun snap. Hands it to Roberts. He's going between the tackles. He's got a crease. He's going to be shy of the goal line, though. It's going to be third and a couple.
Looks like number 54 here for the Thunderbirds made a touchdown-saving tackle. Unfortunately, we are all the way down to the two-yard line, but Caden Mars with a nice solo tackle.
So that is indeed enough for the first down. First and goal from the two.
First and goal, Rangers.
Rangers looking to open the scoring here with 7 minutes left here in the first quarter. One receiver to the left and one to the right. Pistol look with one back. That's Roberts next to Cech. Cech hands to Roberts. He's walking into the end zone for a Rangers touchdown. Thomas Cech.
Logan.
I should say that's Roberts on the 2-yard TD run.
Maxim Roberts, 2-yard run.
And that 57-yard run, just, I mean, and then you're scoring a touchdown with just about 2 minutes in that whole drive after that 57-yard run. It was about a six-play drive.
Indeed. That one play did all the heavy lifting. So the T-Birds nearly had a chance to get on the board first, but instead it's the Rangers who score first. And now they're going to look to tack on a two-point conversion. Cech gets a shotgun. He wants to run it up the gut, and he's going to succeed. He runs that in for the two-point conversion. Our score with 7 minutes, 4 seconds to play in the first quarter. La Crosse, Logan, 8. Baraboo, 0. We'll bring you the kickoff after this on 99.7 Max FM.
Hi, this is Craig from the Baraboo Fresh Market. We're a proud sponsor of Thunderbird Sports. Stop in before or after the game. We're open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. Baraboo Fresh Market has groceries, a wide variety of frozen items, and freshly prepared deli products such as meals and sandwiches to make your dinners quick and easy. Enjoy curry fusion foods available daily, 2 p.m. to 8 p.m., and the fish fries are on Friday, 11 to 6. Baraboo Fresh Market, 935 8th Street, Baraboo.
We are nearly ready for the kickoff following up the La Crosse Logan Rangers touchdown. They score on their second drive, a touchdown drive of 75 yards, punctuated by a 2-yard run by Maxim Roberts. His 57-yard scamper earlier in the drive was the key play. Tacked on the two-point conversion as well, so the T-Birds will get their second opportunity with the football. They had a golden opportunity on their first drive, had the ball at the Logan 30, but weren't able to move the ball and missed a field goal attempt.
Ben, we haven't ran a kickoff back for a touchdown in at least 1 week. We need to do it again.
It was just last week.
1 week. Let's do it again.
Here's a Lindover in kick, short kick. Rashad Hodges fields it in the air at the 35.
Ooh.
He is tripped up just shy of the 40, but the T-Birds will have solid field position at about the 39-yard line for their second possession.
We were hoping he'd do that again, but fortunately, that was that's a little odd squib type
right.
Kick. You know, it only goes about 30 yards in the air, but it's effective because the defenders are essentially there by the time the ball gets there.
First and 10, Thunderbirds at their own 39. Once again, they send three receivers out to the right, one to the left. T-Birds have shown a pass-heavy look here for the first time this season. Shotgun's
half
the poker. He fires it out to Hodges. That's complete at the 30. He's across the 40, 45, 50, across the mid-stripe into Logan territory with a first down. That's a solid pickup of about 13 on first down. And T-Birds coming out firing.
This is a totally different approach, totally different offense by Baraboo, and I think Coach Turkington deserves a lot of credit for coming out and probably surprising Lacrosse Logan. We have not seen this all season,
There's no way they could have it on film, right?
There's no way they could have it on film. I don't, unless they've done it on a road game far, far away that we didn't know about, but this is great.
Three receivers to the left, two to the right.
He's going to go
Poker
deep.
Back to pass, fires deep right. Overshot his intended receiver down the right sideline. That was Stelzer. Stelzer did have a step, but the pass was just a little too long.
Poker was under some extreme pressure and just had to launch the ball kind of blindly there and unfortunately overshot his target by a good 7 or 8 yards.
T-Birds going five wide. It's full on run and shoot. Now we have second and 10 at the 49 of Logan.
This has got to be fun for these receivers
right?
And for Poker. And I mean, we've been talking all year about, hey, it'd be nice to see some shotgun
right.
Because Poker was getting sacked.
This time Poker firing to the left. Again, he finds Hodges. He's got a crease across the 45, down at about the 42. That's a pickup of about 7. That'll pick up a third, bring up a third and short. And, you know, no offense to the fullback dive, but this is a little more entertaining to watch.
This is absolutely entertaining to watch. And it caught me totally off guard, and we're going to talk about it tonight. This is great.
Third and short for the T-Birds. They are at the 42-yard line of Logan. This is their second drive. They trail by 8. Ben Bromley and Brandon Wigner here with you on 99.7.
This is two down territory, Ben. You're going to go right away.
Bubble to the right. Direct snap to Houselman.
They're going to get us for a false start.
That's a shame for the T-Birds. We had short yardage. Instead, it's going to be a third and long.
Now you're going to go third and 8, and you you might try your swing pass to pick up
5 yard penalty on the Thunderbirds.
Half those yards, five or six yards.
Still four down territory, yeah.
Not if they get nothing here. You know,
sure.
You're at the 47. You don't want to turn the ball over at midfield to them. It all depends on how many you get here. If you're within a yard or two, let's be honest, you're winless. You have nothing to lose. At the same token, you don't want to turn it over at midfield. So,
third and long for the T-Birds. Poker in the shotgun. Looking to throw.
Poker.
Back to pass. Over the middle of the field. Almost hit the umpire there. Instead, it falls incomplete over the middle. It's going
to
be fourth and long.
Pass from Poker to Houston. Falls incomplete.
I don't know if you noticed, partner. The refs have the pink flags tonight. Breast cancer awareness.
Yes, absolutely.
So we're not going to see yellow flags. We're going to see pink ones.
All month at the bank on Fridays, we're wearing pink and raising money for...
That's the Bank of Wisconsin Dells, your hometown lender.
I wasn't going to say it.
Fourth and long, Johnny Moon is back to punt. He's standing at the Baraboo 41, awaiting the snap. Clean snap. The kick is away. This is a nice
boot. Punt.
Going to be fielded at about the 20.
He's on the run, though.
On the run. Nice catch.
And a great solo tackle.
Jamison Degenhart on the reception, on the punt return.
Is that Stelzer?
He's dropped at the 25.
Tall, lanky guy. It's got to be somebody like Stelzer, right?
Ball received by number 14.
Made a great tackle, and it is. It is Isaac Stelzer on that tackle.
And that was Stanton on the return. My mistake. 14 and 4. Hard to sell from here. So the Rangers are going to take over. They're at about... The 24.
And that's a real shame, shooting yourself in the foot. You had third and 2, third and 3, and you did the false start, and it probably altered your entire play because Poker was going to keep that ball with a run on third and 2, and they did the false start.
Two receivers out to the left. That includes Stanton. That's Check's number one target. Instead, Check's going to hand it off. Working off left tackle, now cutting it back in. He's got a solid gain on first down once again.
Yeah, he broke
that's
a
Roberts.
Few tackles.
Number one, Maxim Roberts.
Roberts has a gain of about six, maybe seven on first down.
Do we have that website with some of those stats? I'd love to see if we can find Roberts' yearly stats, because
sure
he is he's a workhorse tonight already.
Yeah, 142 carries for 920 yards.
Oh, yeah, all right.
And 13 touchdowns, make it 14 with the one he scored tonight.
I think he's just about to cross 1,000 right now, because he had that big 57-yard run already.
Right.
So
two receivers to the right, pistol look for Logan. Check fakes the handoff. Throws right.
Oh,
he's got
wow.
a man wide open at midfield to the 40. 35, 30. Ken Stelzer catch him. 20, 15, 10. That's going to be a touchdown going all
touchdown,
the way.
Logan.
A big time play for the Rangers.
You're
a touchdown of 68
yards.
And I believe that was Stanton.
My goodness. This is
68-yard pass play.
This is a little deja vu with these big plays for touchdowns in the first quarter.
They're saying that was 11. I'm not sure about that. And apparently, I'm not finding an NFHS feed, so I can't watch the replay either.
Okay.
But in any event, it's 14. Zip Logan on that huge TD. Now they're going to try the two-point conversion, and they're going to get it once again right up the gut. That makes it 16-0. Logan leading Baraboo. We'll be back with the kickoff after this on 99.7 Max FM.
Hungry for a deal that will make your taste buds dance? Swing by Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. This month, grab a large specialty pizza for just $12.99 or two medium pizzas for $22. Got little ranch hands? Kids eat free on Tuesday nights. And don't forget, Thursday is wing night. Saucy, spicy, and oh so delicious. Find Pizza Ranch at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or give them a call at 608-448-2215. That's Pizza Ranch, where every bite is a home run.
Listening live in Texas, one in California. Ooh. I have to give them a shout out.
We are nationwide. You just did, because we were on.
Oh, we're on.
Yeah. Hello. We are nationwide here. Ben Bromley and Brandon Wagner with you on 99.7 Max FM, as well as on the Civic Media mobile app. Thunderbirds trail 16-0. Logan has scored touchdowns on their last two drives using the big play to their advantage.
The bane of Baraboo football's 2025 season continues into its last home game, giving up the big, long plays. Quick strikes are just killers this year.
Kickoff again short, fielded by Hodges over about the 40. He's going to bring it out to the 42. We are still in the first quarter, I should say. 4 minutes to go.
Ben, I got to give a shout-out. I've got some family listening live. My aunt in Texas,
beautiful,
believe it or not, messaged me.
All right.
Said she found 99.7 Max FM, and she's listening.
Boy, on the internet at max.fm?
It is on the internet, so welcome.
Hook 'em horns.
Hook 'em horns. She's a new transplant. She's a Wisconsinite.
First and 10 for the T-Birds. This is their third drive. They got three receivers to the right, but instead Poker's going to pitch it for kind of a little shuffle pass handoff. Huseman with a short loss on first down as he tried to get around right tackle.
Yeah, Baraboo's pulling out a few bags of tricks. Unfortunately, Logan stayed in containment and was not, you know, was almost too quick. There wasn't enough time to kind of bait the fake on that. And so he was tackled for a one-yard loss.
Second and long for the T-Birds. Poker again in the shotgun. He's got Huseman next to him. He's going to fire over to Hodges. That's picked off. 35, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. And I believe that is Stanton once again.
Interception, Logan. Touchdown.
It's really hard to read these numbers.
Across Logan, number 14.
Number 14,
Stanton.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That was 14 that time. Interception return for a TD. That was indeed Stanton. So he has scored on offense and defense.
Well, here's what I'm going to say. That play is exactly what they've run 80% so far of the game. And they went back to the well, and the coaching staff for the Rangers had some time on the sideline to say, hey, if they're running this play again, all you got to do is jump that. They're going to just, it's a shotgun, immediate pass.
Jump that
route. Let's try to jump that route a couple times.
The ball is in the air a while on that play, yeah.
And so you can't.
And now the Rangers, for the first time, they're going to try to kick it on the extra points.
You can't just run that same play over and over.
This is number 11 on the kick. It's a little, not exactly a thing of beauty, but it was good. That's Simon Nell with the extra point. So that brings our score to Logan 23, Baraboo 0. We'll be back with the kickoff after this on 99.7 Max FM.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer, availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Well, Brandon, we love the new look passing offense of the T-Birds, but I think they're going to need a counter move. The Rangers were ready for that one.
One thing we have not seen Baraboo do yet at all tonight is really any sort of a traditional run. So when you want to mix things up, it's all great. However, you still got to sprinkle in some different plays because, again, as we said before we went to break, Baraboo's run that play over and over and over tonight in lacrosse. Logan learned how to defend it right there. So I think you'll see Turkington probably use it a little less going forward.
Under 3.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. It's lacrosse Logan 23, Baraboo 0. Mel with a little squib kick up. Ooh, that hits one of the up men. T-Birds need to dive on it, and they did inside their own 40.
Good hustle there.
I noticed in these stats that the Rangers have not attempted a field goal this season, and seeing what we've seen so far, it looks like the kicking game perhaps is not a team strength.
I would say that would be... We don't know if there's any weaknesses besides that, though.
They don't seem to be at the moment. They've got big play capabilities in the run game and the pass game.
You know, how come it can't be their passing or their rushing that's weak? How come it's their kicking?
Poker in the shotgun. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Poker's back to pass, looking left. Now he's looking to scramble. He's going to be dropped behind the line of scrimmage for a sack on first down.
Yeah, number 30 for lacrosse Logan. Who do we got? Ben Spears?
Ben Spears with a sack on first down.
That was a play that Poker was, I think he was going to pass, then he decided to tuck it and keep it and run. Unfortunately, the pocket was collapsing on him.
And you wonder if maybe the T-Birds were hoping to soften up this defense a little bit, get that running game a chance to get started, but they haven't really gone to it yet.
No.
So it'll be second and long for the T-Birds. Their previous possession resulted in a pick six. T-Birds looking to take care of the ball and get on the scoreboard.
It'll be interesting to see if they know how to, they might do a little handoff here out of the shotgun.
And now we've got a timeout.
Yeah.
Thunderbirds are going to call a timeout. That gives us a chance to remind you of the sponsors who bring you Max FM Sports. These include Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Don Larson, Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC, and Don Larson Ford, your trusted local dealer. The State Farm Chris Stanton Agency for home, auto, renters, and life insurance. Pizza Ranch of Baraboo. Mike Y. of the Weikert Realtors Great Day Group will help you simplify buying or selling your home. And our gold sponsor, Baraboo Fresh Market, creating the kind of shopping experience you deserve.
You know, Ben, I think this Max FM post on Facebook is going to go viral.
you and I, gazing at each other,
sitting in the booth, gazing at each other while the Friday night lights twinkle in our eyes. I think is maybe the caption. If you haven't seen that, go to Max FM's Facebook page and take a look at the post.
Second down and 12. Poker again looking to fire. Oh, he's got Stelzer who got a hand on it at midfield, at the near sideline, but could not corral it.
You know what? That was a great throw by Poker. Stelzer turned his head just a second too late, and the ball was...
To adjust.
Yes, to adjust. He was running down the field and made the turn just a smidge too late because the ball was already in his breadbasket as his head was turning, and he got a hand on it, just didn't have enough time to react to the catch.
So it'll be third and 12 for the T-Birds. They are at their own 36. Two receivers to the right, two to the left. You got one back next to Poker who's in the shotgun. He's looking to throw. Looks left. Throws left.
Oh.
Through the hands of Gabe Arnold and incomplete.
That's the second just blatant drop by a Baraboo receiver. We saw that earlier out of Gabe Arnold. This one is unfortunately another one out of Gabe Arnold where he's going up the field, Ben, before he makes the catch.
That's going to bring on the punt team. Johnny Moon. He's standing at the 25. Looking
Johnny
to punt it away.
Punt.
And back to receive for the Rangers. He's standing at about his 35. That's Stanton.
Roll.
He's going to let that one roll out of bounds at about the 36-yard line. That's where the Rangers will take over. With 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter, our score remains 23-0 Logan. We've got a busy sports calendar here. Although some of the fall seasons are starting to wind down, the girls' tennis team, they're sending a doubles team to state Thursday at Nielsen Tennis Center in Madison. The volleyball team has its conference meet at Wanakee tomorrow. Then they'll host Edgewood Tuesday in the Badger Challenge. Cross-country team, boys have an invitational at the Dells tomorrow. Boys soccer will be at Monona Grove on Tuesday. In swimming, the girls have an invitational at Shorewood tomorrow. First and 10, Logan, they're looking to build on a 23-point lead.
Oh,
check with a handoff to the motion man. He drops it and has to just fall on it at about the 31. That'll be a loss on first down.
Lucky for him, it bounced right back into his hands after he dropped it. Otherwise, that could have been a big play for the Thunderbirds. You know, I was looking at this offensive line for Logan. Number 71, Xander Johnson. He weighs in on this sheet at 6'3", 340, Ben.
Oh, my.
I mean, that is substantial. Number 77, 6'1", 330. I mean, these are big high school football players.
Second and long for the Rangers. Check's got the snap, hands off to Roberts. He's working between the tackles for a short gain.
Hand off to the cross Logan's number one, Maxim Roberts.
So it'll be a third and long.
That's a great job by number 70, Hayden Sulik, to plug up the line and bring him down after just a very short game. Brings up a big third and 12, and this is, you know, you're already at must stops for the Baraboo Thunderbirds if they want to get back into this game.
Thomas Check walked over to get the play on the far sideline as we face Flambeau Field. Now he's in the huddle, rallying the Rangers to the line of scrimmage. They've got a third and 12. At about their own 33. Checking the shotgun. Fakes a handoff. Now he's rolling right. Looking to throw. Fires. Complete. Caught across midfield. That is one large receiver. Was that Owen Check, number 99?
It is a tight end. Owen Check.
Check to Check along the far sideline. He snuck out there. Made a nice grab.
It says he's 255 on here, but he's got to be all a 295, I think.
So the Rangers are into T-Bird territory with a big third down pickup.
You know, maybe he's already on his winter weight. Maybe this was filled out in August before the season started.
I looked out. I was like, is that a lineman and like a tackle eligible?
I agree. I think it was the fridge they handed off to him.
First and 10, the Rangers are once again in Thunderbird territory. Check. Pistol look. This time he will hand it off. Roberts working between the tackles. He's got a modest gain on first down. He picked up three or four.
Hand off to Rangers number one,
Maxim Roberts. Roberts has been a busy guy. He's already got a touchdown run. We're confident he has surpassed 1,000 yards for the season with his efforts here tonight.
We're going to see if Logan gets this snap off before the end of the first quarter or if they let that first quarter run down. There's only 10 seconds left. And they will get it off.
Takes a snap, keeps the ball. He's going to be close to first down yardage on a little keeper between the tackles. We'll check the chains.
Looks like he's maybe a yard short, I think.
Yeah, he's going to be just a little bit short. So the Rangers are going to have a third and short when we come back here with the second quarter. We'll be back after this on 99.7 Max FM.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's no way around it. Buying or selling your home can be a complicated process. Hi, I'm Mike Wye with Weikert Realtors Great Day Group. I've been licensed in real estate since 1997 and have decades of business experience to help guide you through those complications. Connect you with all the licensed professionals to make the process go smoothly and make sure you are making the right decisions surrounding your investment. Most likely one of the most important decisions of your life. So let me help you simplify the process. When you are ready to buy or sell, reach out to me at 608-393-9372.
We are ready to start the second quarter here at Flambeau Field at Beryl Newman Stadium, where your score is La Crosse Logan 23, Baraboo 0. Rangers face a third and short. Ben Bromley and Brandon Wegner here with you on 99.7 Max FM.
Need a hero here, Ben.
Inside handoff, Maxim Roberts, and he's going to go the distance. The first play of the second quarter is a 38-yard touchdown run. Maxim Roberts with his second TD and his second long run of the night, and it's 29-0 Logan.
If he drives a Dodge Ram or something, we'll say a Ford F-150 or a Chevy Silverado, if he drives one of those, he could have driven that through the hole that the offensive line made for him, because he went untouched for all 38 yards.
Well, and you mentioned that sizable line.
Oh,
they're doing good work for him down there.
They are. I mean, you think about this. So they're weighing in at 330, 340, 295, 290. Our line is 280, 250, 260, and 220.
And the extra point is good for Simon Mell. And that makes it an even 30.
11,
zip
Mell.
Logan.
Ben, I got to find out who's Reedsburg's playing tonight, because I got a text from a father of a junior, and he said they are winning. Reedsburg's winning. He says 7-3 us after the end of the first quarter. I didn't ask him yet who us is.
Who is us?
Who is us? Us is Reedsburg. However, we don't know exactly who they're playing. We're keeping an eye on our fellow Beavers.
Indeed. Always wise.
See who they're playing tonight. Yeah, we'll find that in a little bit. I think we're on dial-up in this booth up here.
I wasn't prepared for Reedsburg questions.
I'm sorry.
Stumped. So for the T-Birds, they'll be receiving this kickoff, looking to get something going on offense. They've broken out a new look, passing attack. They picked up a couple of first downs, but they've also turned the ball over.
Here's where you need that. Oh, they're home against Sparta, Ben. They're
okay.
Playing Sparta tonight. Now,
here's another bouncing kickoff, fielded at about the 32, heading to the hash marks to the near sideline. That's Gabe Arnold, I believe, with a nice-looking kick return near midfield. It is indeed Gabe Arnold. He's fired up.
Gabe Arnold put the crown of his helmet down and used it to break a tackle. Man-on-man, that was a great play, great football play. Picked up an extra 10 yards after the broken tackle.
You mentioned Reedsburg playing Sparta. That, of course, will be the Thunderbirds' next opponent, final opponent, a week from tonight. The Spartans come in at 3-4.
Let's be honest. That's a game next week that everybody should expect Baraboo to compete and win.
Peyton Poker rolling right, but looks like we might have had a pre-snap infraction.
We were rushing that.
Yeah, false start on the Thunderbirds. That'll back them up.
You could tell we were anxious to get that snap off, and I think only about half the offensive line and players were set. That was a sneak attack.
A sneak attack.
A surprise attack that unfortunately surprised half our offense.
We attacked ourselves.
That's right.
With that sneak attack. First and 15 for the T-Birds. They're now back at about the 42. Poker in the shotgun. He's got Huseman behind him in the backfield. Two receivers to the right, and he's going to fire to the right. He finds Drake Niles. Drake Niles is across the 40, 45. He's going to be near the original line of scrimmage, picking up about five.
It's good to see Drake Niles get a little bit of action. We've seen him a little bit this year, but not quite as much as I thought maybe they'd utilize him. He's such a tall, athletic body. I thought he'd be in the mix a little more this year.
And we've got a flag late in the play. It looks like that's going to be holding against the Thunderbirds. So that would negate Drake Niles' first reception, I believe.
Drake Niles.
They're walking it back to the 32. T-Birds heading in the wrong direction.
Yeah, you are looking, you are staring down the barrel now of a first, and are you talking first and 25?
First and 25, right?
Ouch.
T-Birds need to reach the Logan 43.
Looking for about three Hail Marys here. Let's see how that goes.
First and 25, two receivers each way. Poker's looking to throw. He's going to dump off a screen to Huseman. Hey, he makes one man miss. He's across the 35 to the 40. He's got a blocker to near the 45. He picked up about half of that
he
distance.
He did. He picked up 13, 12 or 13 yards. You are right.
We talked about Drake Niles earlier on the season. Six catches, 32 yards.
You know, when I saw him this year, I thought, boy, he's tall. He's athletic. And I thought he'd be utilized a little more in the offense. Had been so Huseman heavy that Drake just didn't get the chance. He's a senior, 6'2", 180.
Second and long for the Thunderbirds. Got about 12 to go. They send three receivers to the left.
Trips
one to,
the left.
Indeed. Poker takes a shotgun snap. He's looking left. Holy. He is crushed. Yikes. He was under immediate attack at the 35. And I believe that's our friend number 30 once again.
It is. And he just didn't see him coming.
Ben Spears on a sack. And that's going to make it third and longer than long.
Ben Spears has two big defensive plays already in this game. A big touchdown, interception, and dropping Peyton Poker for what, 10-yard loss?
Yeah, so we're looking at what, third and about 21-ish?
Do you think the T-Birds punt here on third down, Ben?
Doesn't look that way. They're going to send out four receivers, in fact.
I kid or I'd cry.
Poker, back to pass. There you go, middle screen.
Inside screen, yep.
He's going to be dropped at about the 40. So a low risk, potential, you know, high return move there. Huseman on that middle screen and only picked up a few. It'll be fourth and long for the T-Birds.
I think that was a smart play.
Yeah,
I mean,
for sure.
What are you going to do? You're going to chuck it 25 yards downfield? I mean.
And the Rangers did bite hard. They had two
or three
guys in Poker's face.
They did. He only really needed one guy to miss, and Huseman could have picked up a big gain.
So John Moon has been busier than we would like. He's back to punt once again. He's standing at his 30.
I've seen, no offense to Mr. Moon, I've seen too much this year.
This is a high spiraling punt. It's going to bounce at the 35. It takes a Logan bounce, and T-Birds are going to down it at about the 39-yard line. That's where the Rangers will take over with 9 minutes, 8 seconds left here in the first half. Well, we talked a little bit about some of the schedule. JV2 football, they're going to host Sparta on Thursday. The swim team, the girls have an invitational at Shorewood tomorrow. Boys soccer is at Monona Grove on Tuesday. Cross country, the boys have an invitational at Wisconsin Dells tomorrow. The volleyball team has its conference meet at Wanakee tomorrow and hosts Edgewood Tuesday in the Badger Challenge. And in girls tennis, they've got a doubles team heading to state Thursday at UW-Madison. First and 10. Check, hands off to Roberts, as he has so often tonight. Roberts moves the pile. He's pile driving across the 45 for a nice pickup on first down.
And that's what good teams do, you know. Roberts, he could have been, should have been wrapped up 2 or 3 yards into that run, and he picked up an extra 5 yards after the first touch, and he picks up 7 or 8 yards. That's what good teams, good athletes do. They break tackles. They make their own plays happen after contact.
Got a score update for you. Sauk Prairie leads Stoughton 7-0 with 10:22 to go in the first half. Second and about 3. Check takes a shotgun snap. He's back to pass. Under duress. Fires it. I think he dirted that one. Threw it at the feet of his intended receiver, number 0, Hudson Davis.
You might say a flock of T-Birds was bearing down on him there, right?
Indeed. Solid pass rush forces the incompletion. That brings up third and about 3. T-Birds looking to get a stop. We haven't seen a punt yet, have we?
I don't think they have punted third yet, unfortunately. Range. They've had a turnover and then 4 touchdowns. Well, no, 3 touchdowns and then a defensive touchdown.
Right.
Yep.
Third and short. Check takes a shotgun snap, hands off to Roberts. He's looking to work off left tackle. Can he get around the end?
No.
He just does and pick up the first down. Now he's in the T-Bird territory and rolling past the 40 to about the 37-yard line. Maxim Roberts continues to do damage.
And again, broken record, but he should have been tackled right near, maybe a yard short of the first down, and he broke a tackle for just a big gainer. And now number I think that's number three down on the field for Baraboo.
Gabe Arnold taking a knee at about the 35-yard line. Yeah, we've talked about that with a lot of the big plays, especially last week that the T-Birds gave up, where it seemed like they had a hand on the ball carrier, whoever it might have been, near the line of scrimmage. Yep. There was a chance to make a play, and then they just escape, and then they're gone.
They've had it. They've had what could go wrong has gone wrong this year. They've had gaping holes, like the touchdown earlier from 28 yards out that you could have run the truck through, and then last week the first two touchdowns by Holman were just completely broken tackles. I mean, they were these running backs were tackled, should have been tackled about 4 or 5 yards into the play. They broke them for 50 and 60-yard touchdown runs.
Gabe Arnold is walking off the field on his own power, although he's doing it a bit gingerly. Now, he's the T-Birds' leading tackler. He's got more than 25 this year, including 20-plus solo tackles.
Favoring his lower back. He's kind of got his hand.
I was going to say, don't we all, but he's a teenager.
Yeah, what's his excuse? Oh, yeah.
And I'm not.
Oh, yeah, he's actually doing something physical, right? We're not.
I just get that waking up. All right, here come the Rangers. They've got a first and 10. They're into T-Bird territory inside the Baraboo 40. Check takes a shotgun snap, hands to Roberts, working between the tackles for pick up of three, maybe four.
I'll tell you what, that is an effective tackle. That was more of a tackle low. When you have these big bodies, what is...
And he is tall. Yeah, it's a tall ball carrier.
Where's his stats?
Roberts,
200 pounds. You got to tackle him at the knees, and that's not where we've been tackling. We've been tackling him at the letters, and that was an effective tackle. Get low. Isn't there a song like that?
Surely got low.
Surely got low, low.
Second
low.
Long for the Rangers. Two receivers to the right. Check is in the pistol. Takes the snap. Fakes the handoff to Roberts. He wants to keep it. Works inside right tackle. He could be gone. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. That's Thomas Check with a 35-yard touchdown run. The T-Birds now trail 36-0.
35-yard run on the quarterback.
Team. And we're hearing some of the experts down below us in the stands. My wife was here for homecoming last week, and was a nice way to say it would be amazed. Maybe another way would be appalled at the level of expertise by so many in the crowd.
Uh-oh, what did they say?
They had,
I didn't hear.
They had all the answers for the coaches, for the officials. They seemed to know it all.
You know, it's... Your heart goes out to these kids. You really want to see them do well. Senior night, you really want these seniors to get a win. Everybody's frustrated, right?
On for the extra point. Nope, it is good, but we also have a flag. So the drum major should put a cork in that for a second.
I think
Mel has converted, but who's the penalty on?
I think it's on us because Logan and the Thunderbirds are walking back to the sidelines.
Indeed.
If it is on us, and they can either decline it or they can add that to the kickoff. Uh-oh, we got another flag, and I think Turkington just got...
Coach might have gotten a flag there. We'll
find
out.
Speaking of frustrations.
We'll tell you about it after this on 99.7 Max FM.
There's no way around it. Buying or selling your home can be a complicated process. Hi, I'm Mike Y with Weikert Realtors Great Day Group. I've been licensed in real estate since 1997 and have decades of business experience to help guide you through those complications. Connect you with all the licensed professionals to make the process go smoothly and make sure you are making the right decisions surrounding your investment. Most likely one of the most important decisions of your life. So let me help you simplify the process. When you are ready to buy or sell, reach out to me at 608-393-9372.
Welcome back to Flambeau Field at Baraboo High School, where the visitors, the La Crosse Logan Rangers, lead 37-0. We are into running clock territory for the second consecutive week here at Beryl Newman Stadium. Ben Bromley and Brandon Wegner, happy to be with you tonight. And due to the unsportsmanlike conduct penalty after the touchdown, after the extra point, the Rangers are going to kick off from the Thunderbird 30.
I've never seen this.
That's got to be multiple fouls.
Multiple fouls on the play.
You definitely have an unsportsmanlike conduct on the coach because he went over. I think Baraboo wanted a hold on that touchdown run, and Turkington basically told him how much he missed that call.
Perhaps some of our experts down below had a point.
I think our experts were yelling at the refs, and Turkington saw it and heard it and decided, you know what, why not?
End-over-end kick. Oh, it hits a T-Bird's hand at the goal line and goes into the end zone. It'll be a touchback.
That's a gift.
Yeah, I wasn't sure about that, where he touched that exactly.
I know.
So the T-Birds will get to take over, and that's Yeah, that must have been, what, let's see, so that was, what, 30 yards worth of penalty yardage,
you know,
two 15-yarders?
It might have been a personal foul call on the Thunderbirds on the extra point, and maybe Turkington was so upset by that call, he, you know, wanted to add on. And again, that's just frustration on the year. You know, T-Birds, they don't have a win. You know, they're off to another brutal start in this game, and things are starting to bubble over.
Poker in the shotgun. There's a man in motion. He's going to shuffle pass it to him. Hey, he's got a gap in between the tackles across the 25 to about the 27. That's a nice pickup on first down for the T-Birds. And who
That's
was
Drake
that?
Drake Niles.
Now, I thought it was Drake Niles.
Yeah.
It was indeed. Drake Niles picks up about 7 on first down.
Is that a pass? You think we're going to go that as a pass or a run?
I would say that is a pass.
You know, it's a little...
Second and three.
It's kind of like a little, you know how Favre used to dump that ball off, a little shuffle pass type thing?
Four receivers to the right for the T-Birds. Direct snap. Huselman's going to keep it, stay between the tackles. He's across the 30, and he's got a first down. They got some extracurriculars, but the play is dead. So it's going to be first and 10 for the T-Birds.
First down.
Score update.
I think that's the first down of the night for the Bear with Thunderbirds.
I was thinking back to that. We did have that 13-yard catch earlier, like that first or the second drive maybe.
Okay.
But other than that, I think you might be right. Score update, which I think is the same update you had. Reedsburg leading 7-3 late in the second quarter.
Yes, I had at the end of the first quarter. So
three receivers to the right for the T-Birds. Poker's going to throw right. He finds Niles. Niles makes the catch. Now he's across the 30, 35, 37. He's close. He's across the 40 and close to first down yardage. T-Birds going back to that quick tunnel screen.
Little quick hitter getting Drake Niles involved. Nice play. They're going to mark him a little shorter than I thought he got, but he was on the far sideline for us to see. We'll call that, what, 7 yards?
Indeed. So for the T-Birds, second and short coming up. T-Birds looking to get their first points of the night, trailing by 37.
When you say it like that, that sounds bad, Ben.
Hand off to Huselman. But you mentioned that you've got to at least perhaps mix in that fullback dive, right, to keep the defense honest.
You do. And now they're doing a little inside draw type play because they're in the shotgun, so then naturally the draw is one of the most normal handoffs in the shotgun formation.
And there wasn't much there, but the T-Birds still have a favorable situation here, third and short at about the 40.
You know, Poker is a senior, and all we have seen in the large losses is a freshman come in at quarterback.
Shotgun snap, Poker, screen pass to the right. He's got Huselman. Can he get to the sticks? He cannot. He's going to be dropped for maybe a short loss. Yeah, I was talking with one of the assistant coaches about that this week, Brandon. We had, and if you remember this, last year we saw Owen Rogers in relief a few times.
Now, we did.
He didn't go out for football this year for whatever reason.
Okay.
So the status of next year's quarterback position is somewhat going to be up to who goes out and who doesn't. I think there was another quarterback maybe at the sophomore level who also didn't go out this year, which is why we've seen Lee Cowan, the freshman, come in relief.
Now that makes more sense why we went from a senior to a freshman.
Right.
Because you're rolling the dice next year with Lee. Sophomore, if he's a true sophomore and he's starting. Hey, look at this. Baraboo on fourth and two.
Four receivers to the left. Direct snap. That's going to get around for a first down. I believe that's Huselman.
Yeah. Picks up 6 or 7.
That's interesting. You go quads to the left with a shot with a direct snap.
I love it. You draw as many of their defenders wide out as you can. You spread the defense out thin, and you run it right up the gut. A lot of times you see that at the goal line in the NFL. You'll see them kind of draw people out, and then maybe the quarterback keeps it. In this case, it is almost like that because it's a direct snap to Huselman.
First down again for the T-Birds. They're putting together a drive. They're at their own 45. Poker, he's going through another screen pass to Huselman. Over to the right. He's across the 45. That's going to be a short pickup. But there again, Poker was in the shotgun. He was under heavy pressure, but he's able to dump it off to the running back Huselman for a short gain. Another score update. Holman and Lacrosse Central are tied at 6 with 6 minutes to play in the first half. We thank Johnny T for these updates.
That would be a big upset if Central can pull that off because Holman is undefeated and ranked in the top 5 in state.
And we saw last year just how good the Vikings are. T-Birds have 4 receivers out wide. Poker looking left. Throws to the flat to Hodges. He slips one tackle and
great
another.
Play.
He's across midfield making things happen. He's going to be just shy of the first down. That's a nice run after the catch for Rashad Hodges.
That was dead in the water for maybe a yard gain, and he made 6 yards out of that. Brings up a third and three. That was a great play by Hodges.
So the T-Birds putting together their first prolonged drive of the evening. They got a couple first downs, and they've got an excellent opportunity to get another one right here. Third and two. Into Logan territory.
I wouldn't do anything fancy here. This is two rush territory with your best athlete, Ethan Husum, and they'll probably go right up the gut with him.
They do just that, and Husum's got the first down and more across the 40, 35, nearly 32-yard line. Thunderbird offense continues to roll.
We're going to give him 15 yards on that.
Can the Thunderbirds get on the board here before half? We've got 2 minutes left in the first half. Baraboo trails Logan. Oh, we got a flag, of course. What do we got? Doesn't look good.
Oh, no.
False start on the T-Birds. So that's going to erase the first down yardage. It's going to bring up a third and long for the T-Birds. Another score update from Johnny Vegas. Onalaska leads Toma 20-0 with 2 minutes left in the half. So T-Birds are now back into their own territory at the 48, facing a third and about seven.
I'm waiting for the update that the Brewers have beaten the Cubs. That's the update I want to hear this weekend.
We're all waiting on that one. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Poker and the pistol. Looking to throw. Throws left.
That's interference. He got there early. That was a terrible non-call by the referees. Honestly, the ref is right there. He's got to make that call. There's contact easily before the ball got to the receiver. And Baraboo's on the short end of the stick tonight on the flags. That is just a poor non-call.
That pass was intended for Parker Wagner. Falls incomplete. T-Birds are going to go on fourth down once again from the 48, fourth and about seven.
And unfortunately, that was right in front of us. We could see it in broad daylight.
Poker's got the shotgun snap. Looking to go long, and that's an overthrow down the near sideline. And that's going to be a turnover on downs.
Pass falls incomplete. Turnover on downs.
So Logan's going to take over. 23 seconds left in the first half.
That's a shame on how that drive ended at the hands of the Zebras. I'll get off my soapbox.
T-Birds had their most promising drive of the evening, and certainly a flag there would have extended it. Logan's going to have the ball in T-Bird territory, but no, they're not.
That's the end of the half.
With the running clock, it's going to run out the clock. So our halftime score, LaCrosse Logan 37, Baraboo 0. We'll be back to recap the first half after this break on 99.7 Max FM.
Hi, this is Craig from the Baraboo Fresh Market. We're a proud sponsor of Thunderbird Sports. Stop in before or after the game. We're open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. Baraboo Fresh Market has groceries, a wide variety of frozen items, and freshly prepared deli products such as meals and sandwiches to make your dinners quick and easy. Enjoy curry fusion foods available daily, 2 p.m. to 8 p.m., and the fish fries are on Friday, 11 to 6. Baraboo Fresh Market, 935 8th Street, Baraboo.
Hungry for a deal that will make your taste buds dance? Swing by Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. This month, grab a large specialty pizza for just $12.99 or two medium pizzas for $22. Got little ranch hands? Kids eat free on Tuesday nights. And don't forget, Thursday is wing night. Saucy, spicy, and oh so delicious. Find Pizza Ranch at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or give them a call at 608-448-2215. That's Pizza Ranch, where every bite is a home run.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
There's no way around it. Buying or selling your home can be a complicated process. Hi, I'm Mike Y with Weikert Realtors Great Day Group. I've been licensed in real estate since 1997 and have decades of business experience to help guide you through those complications. Connect you with all the licensed professionals to make the process go smoothly and make sure you are making the right decisions surrounding your investment. Most likely one of the most important decisions of your life. So let me help you simplify the process. When you are ready to buy or sell, reach out to me at 608-393-9372.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Love driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Craig from the Baraboo Fresh Market. We are a proud sponsor of Thunderbird Sports. Stop in before or after the game. We're open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. Baraboo Fresh Market has groceries, a wide variety of frozen items, and freshly prepared deli products such as meals and sandwiches to make your dinners quick and easy. Enjoy curry fusion foods available daily, 2 p.m. to 8 p.m., and the fish fries are on Friday, 11 to 6. Baraboo Fresh Market, 935 8th Street, Baraboo.
Hungry for a deal that will make your taste buds dance? Swing by Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. This month, grab a large specialty pizza for just $12.99 or two medium pizzas for $22. Got little ranch hands? Kids eat free on Tuesday nights. And don't forget, Thursday is wing night. Saucy, spicy, and oh so delicious. Find Pizza Ranch at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or give them a call at 608-448-2215. That's Pizza Ranch, where every bite is a home run.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere. Welcome back to Baraboo High School, where we are at halftime. Our score is La Crosse Logan, 37, Baraboo 0. The Thunderbird Marching Band is entertaining the crowd on the field. Brandon, there's not a whole lot of analysis on this one. It has been all Rangers.
Yeah, it has been all Rangers. I got Drake Niles. He's got 14 yards on a couple catches. You know, we've actually got Peyton Poker's got about 50 to 60 yards here of passing, Ben. A couple of them brought back by penalties, but that's about as much as we've had at the half from him passing all year, which is nice to see, except for maybe one or two big passing plays that he had. Hodges has 26 yards receiving. Ethan Husselman, as I do my creative math here at the last minute, has about 35 yards receiving and about 17 yards on the ground tonight. So some little different spreading out of the love tonight. The offense, as we have talked about, completely different, all shotgun tonight. We had been talking all year about, hey, you know, Poker's under pressure when he steps back right away. Let's maybe try some shotgun. And sure enough, Turkington rolling the dice and trying some different things. Now, we've seen some flashes of success, but it hasn't turned into points yet. That's the biggest thing.
True story. T-Birds showing a new look, which is encouraging. We'll see if maybe they can turn that into some points. They did have an opportunity for points their very first drive when they pounced on a fumble and had a field goal attempt. It was unsuccessful, and like you were saying, they had a positive drive going at the end of the half that was cut short. We've got some score updates to share with you. Honalaska leads Toma 20-0 with a couple minutes left in the half. Coleman fumbled at midfield and Central recovered. So with 2 minutes left, as far as we know, the score on that one is they're tied at 6. And another update, Central is now up 12-6 and they have the ball, we assume, shortly before halftime.
Like we said, that would be a big upset if Central can beat Holman. Two big rivals, I'm sure, but Holman, again, coming into tonight, 7-0, ranked in the top five in state, and we saw them powerhouse last week, score 42 in the first quarter against Baraboo, something I've never seen in my career.
It was something else. Well, we'll get you set for the second half after another break here on 99.7 Max FM.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 30s. Sunshine and beautiful for your Saturday, highs in the upper 60s. Clouds move in Sunday, chance for showers late, and the wind picks up. Warmer highs in the low 70s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 63 right now.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer, availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.